Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Biden's budget director says she thinks Democrats and Republicans will eventually reach a deal on the debt ceiling.
Bloomberg White House reporter Josh Wingrove joins us. Josh, what did budget director Shalonda Young have to say?
Well, she sounded optimistic. She used that phrase. She's an optimist, so I guess take that as the lens for this. But, you know, Biden and McCarthy had their first meeting since McCarthy became speaker yesterday. And the big question is, are they going to get a deal to lift this debt limit, right? The Treasury Department's kind of hoarding cash right now to avoid busting through that debt ceiling and defaulting on U.S. debt. Looks like we have about, I don't know, 5-6 months or so, our most estimates, until this will really become a big problem. But talks are ramping up now. So what do we know? We know that Joe Biden wants to talk about fiscal reform, that is spending and taxes, but doesn't want to negotiate over the debt ceiling. But Republicans kind of it all is part and parcel. So Shalonda Young thinks there's enough votes basically to get there, that it's going to be a marathon process. They've been here before, basically encouraging everyone to take a breath. But on the flip side, this is sort of described as the worst standoff since 2011, which is the most recent time the U.S. credit rating got downgraded by one of the agencies. It's the worst one since then. Not a lot of clarity as to where it's going to end up. So it's anyone's guess. But if it's the OMB director's guess right now, she thinks they're going to get a deal.
If they don't get a deal done, what's at stake? What would a default look like?
Oh, very, 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 very bad. Very, 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 very bad.
So you're saying it'd be bad.
Get a deal done at the last minute, that could lead to what happened in 2011, another downgrade. That can raise the cost of borrowing. So if you're worried about the deficit now, it's going to get worse if it costs the U.S. more to borrow money. But this kind of thing would just sort of ripple through markets. Your 401k would take a hit. Borrowing costs would rise, all that. So there are people on both parties, including, you know, senior aides that say, look, we don't want to default. No one's trying to default. Everyone gets the stakes. But there are a lot of members, Republicans, who are sort of hinting that they would rather default than deal with the status quo. So that's really got alarm bells ringing. There probably are the votes to raise the debt ceiling with some sort of fiscal reform deal. The question is, since Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, survived it, remember, he took 15 votes to win the speakership. He's kind of made a lot of promises to the sort of more hard conservative flank of his party. That is the real X factor here. But McCarthy came out of the meeting saying he thinks that they'll be able to eventually find common ground. So all eyes are on that, and we'll see where they land. But they do want big spending cuts. Democrats, of course, are asking them to specify what they want. So far hasn't been the case.
All right, Josh, thank you. That's Bloomberg White House reporter Josh Wingrove.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.